This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The Union Cabinet has approved 41,534 crore rupees nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for this year's Kharif season. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi today about Union Cabinet's decisions. Nutrient-based subsidy rates will be effective from the 1st of April to the 30th of September this year. Mr. Vaishnaw said, the Cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of Jaipur Metro from Prahladpura to Todimod in Rajasthan. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, that is CCEA, has also approved the revision of HPCL Rajasthan Refinery Limited project cost from 43,129 crore rupees to 79,459 crore rupees. The CCEA also approved investment of over 26,000 crore rupees for the construction of Kamla Hydroelectric Project in Arunachal Pradesh. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held tomorrow. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. Polling will begin tomorrow at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. All the arrangements are in place at the three places to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. A total of 883 candidates are in the fray in Keralam. In Puducherry, 294 candidates are contesting the elections. In Assam, a total of 722 candidates are in the fray in the polls. Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, Anurag Goel, has appealed to all the eligible voters to exercise their franchise in the assembly polls. Meanwhile, tomorrow is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting in West Bengal. Tomorrow is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all the four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired the third meeting of the Group of Ministers on West Asia in New Delhi and reviewed measures in view of the evolving situation in the region. Chairing the meeting, the minister directed all the departments to maintain a high level of preparedness, coordination and resilience to effectively deal with any eventuality. The Defence Ministry said that the government is ensuring uninterrupted availability of LPG, petrol, diesel, fertilizers and other essential commodities across the country, while taking steps to safeguard citizens from the impact of the conflict. It added that during the meeting it was highlighted that India has ensured the evacuation of the highest number of vessels from the Strait of Hormuz over the past 40 days. India has welcomed the two-week ceasefire agreement reached between the United States and Iran. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, New Delhi hopes that the deal will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today stated that India and the United States share one of the world's most consequential economic partnerships forged on shared democratic values. Speaking at the launch event of the India-US Trade Facilitation Portal, the Union Minister said, India-US partnership is special and bilateral trade is growing rapidly. He said, today's launch is a timely and forward-looking step which reflects the depth of the partnership. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri along with Ambassador of India to the US, Vinay Quatta, launched the India-US Trade Facilitation Portal. The portal is another step in the direction of unlocking the full potential of trade between India and the US. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 211 runs, Delhi Capitals were 162 for the loss of 5 wickets in 16.4 overs against Gujarat Titans in the 14th match of the tournament at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi when reports last came in. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans posted a massive 210 runs for 4 in 20 overs. In Badminton Asian Championships, India's PV Sindhu, HS Pranoy and Ayush Shetty have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals at Ningbo in China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.